Plano, Texas on July 19th. The party will feature personalities like Father Chris Alar, Debbie Giorgiani, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, Adam Bly, and Matt Marr. Register for free and see hotel discounts at grnonline.com/anniversary.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, and officially welcome to Ordinary Time. I know that sounds funny because we're in February. However, just, you know, last week we had kind of that final celebration where we had Candlemas or the presentation of the Lord. And if we look at it, that's the actual, real, final, absolute close to the Christmas season. And, but, you know, I know we had those weeks in between where, you know, we felt like we were in ordinary time. The Christmas music had all stopped. And then, like I said, this past week we had the presentation of the Lord, that official close. However, the beauty of this, that we are, you know, we find ourselves in this magnificent time of ordinary time. And to realize there's no such thing as ordinary when it comes to our relationship with God. That incredible relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and the magnificent life that we can live when we live it close with Him who loves us so much. And this week, we have such a wonderful opportunity just in the antiphons that we're going to be praying at Mass. The entrance antiphon, I love this. O come, let us worship God and bow low before the Lord who made us, for He is the Lord our God. And, you know, just yesterday, I was able to share this on Morning Joy and to chat just briefly about it a little bit, about the idea that in ordinary time, we have this extraordinary call to praise God. And when we praise God, really, like when we truly praise Him, it is never just with our words. It's never just with the songs that we sing or those prayers that we lift up of honor and adoration. But to truly praise God means that we live our life for Him, that we truly take every moment of every day and we stay in that tight union with God. And so I want to start the program today with a beautiful song from Jamie Teton, because even though it's ordinary time, it's a good day. And it's always a good day when we have our day spent with our God. So from Jamie Teton, it's a good day.
Too much to do, keep checking things off. Seems like you'll never get through. Life keeps on flying by. Always say yes and never say no. Spinning those plates, round and around you go. Never stop to ask yourself why. But hold on, let's wait a minute. Yeah, it's a good day. Hey, well, the birds don't run everyone sing now. So let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. So don't lose sight of all the beauty that's around you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for starting us off on such an upbeat, beautiful song that brings us into the sense of praise. The sense of praise that we love God so much, to just be with Him, to love Him, to honor Him with our lives and not just our words. And the psalm response this weekend, Psalm 138, in the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. It's not just in the sight of the angels, but in every moment of our day, right? I love this. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. And we are the work of his hands. You know, that phrase in that Psalm 138, that all kings, all nations will serve him, that is when we are going to finally come to a sense of peace. So this idea of ordinary time and praising our God, not just with our words, but with our actions, that if we would take the time to truly pray for every one of the leaders in our world to come to that sense of truly honoring God with their actions, that every single creature on this planet would honor and praise and give glory to God with our actions. That's going to take us to our next song. I had such a joy when we were recording All Creatures of Our God and King, and I do pray this prayer. I pray this song that every being, every person on this planet will come to that sense of joy and of praise of God. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, All Creatures of Our God and King.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, joys, ye lights of evening.
water pure and clear. Make music for thy Lord to hear.
There's something beautiful as we journey throughout the entire liturgical season, and to be able to look at, like I said, these antiphons that when we come to Mass, whether it's a daily Mass or the weekend, if you go every week on Sunday, you're going to hear these prayers reiterated throughout the antiphons. And this weekend, I love this communion antiphon. Listen to this. Let them thank the Lord for his mercy, his wonders for the children of men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, and the hungry he fills with good things. You know, when I was pondering that and just looking at that antiphon and thinking about music that I would want to share with this, and to come to that sense of just extreme honor of God in our words, in our day, through our prayers, through our actions, that little phrase kept coming to my thought, that praise should lead us to purpose. Praise should lead us to purpose. Like, we need to find that purpose that God is calling us to. And then when we come to him, when we come to him in our hunger, we come to him in our thirst, physically, emotionally, spiritually, we come to him and he does fill us. He fills us because he knows exactly what we need. And so the next song that I want to go to is from an Oregon Catholic Press artist. OCP is one of the composers in the more contemporary music. And the song, We Come to You. As you hear Josh sing this for us today, I pray that you allow your heart to be touched in such a way that as you receive the Lord and you come to him hungry, you come out of the church at the end of Mass filled, ready to be those hands and the feet of our Lord in this world, bringing a sense of peace and purpose through the praise. So from Josh Blakesley, We Come to You.
By your body and blood, by your life and your love, renew us. May your sacrifice be forgiveness and me, heal us. We come to you. We come to
love this song. I love the way that Josh expresses it. And I love the way that I've heard congregations around the country sing it. There's something beautiful when you hear that full voice of the congregation singing a song like this. You know, many times contemporary composers, the songs are written not necessarily liturgically, right? They're written for us to listen to and to attach to throughout the week. But many times these beautiful songs that are written for liturgy have this great purpose. And the way that this one was written, it is so singable. Not just singable because of the melody and the phrasing of it, but the lyric that brings us into that sense of prayer, that sense of truly coming to the Lord and acknowledging that as we receive the body of Christ, as we have that precious drop of his precious blood and we feel him become one with us, we are transformed. And we know that as God seeks inside of us, as he looks inside of us, he speaks to the depth of our souls. There's that beautiful passage from when we see that encounter with Elijah, where he wants to hear God speak and he's expecting it to be in this big sound, you know, like Moses had the fiery bush and, you know, the earthquakes and the big winds. But God spoke to Elijah in the simple, quiet breeze. He spoke to him. And as we come to the sense of praise and then to find that purpose, we need to listen as God will speak, because he will. And we can simply say to him, "Speak to me, Lord. I want to be a servant who is listening and then acting upon what I hear." And that's going to bring us to our next song today. And this is one more from me, your host, Julie Carrick. And it is my song, "Speak to Me."
Still need so much. Be with me, Lord.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, author, and mission presenter, Julie Carrick. It is always such a privilege to spend this time with you each and every week on We Sing Our Faith. For information about all the artists whose music we share, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number, 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. You know, the other joy of doing so many programs with the Guadalupe Radio Network is that on Friday mornings on Morning Joy, it is truly a delight to be able to give these sneak peeks of what we're going to be sharing with you on the weekend, full show of We Sing Our Faith. And I love that that Keith Downey is such a great host with Morning Joy and really helps keep me on focus. And each week as I come to be interviewed with him and to bring other people for the interviews, it's such a delight to continue to be that voice in our world and to really engage people and to invite people to go deep in their relationship with our Lord. And as we continue along today with this beautiful focus of praise finding its purpose, we know that God looks into the very depths of our hearts, that he looks into the beautiful recesses of our souls. And he is a God who is intimate. He is a God who does not just love us from a distance, but he looks into us. He searches into our souls and into our hearts, and how much he literally he's intimate with us. It's not a passive relationship. God wants to be in this day by day, moment by moment. And this is going to take us to our next song. This is one more from Oregon Catholic Press, and I love Bernadette Farrell's music. This one, I want to share just a little bit of the lyric before we hear one of the ways that this song was recorded. But the very first verse, "Oh God, you search me and you know me. All my thoughts lie open to your gaze. When I walk or lie down, you are before me, ever the maker and keeper of my days. You know my resting and my rising. You discern the purpose from afar. And with love everlasting, you besiege me. In every moment of life or death, you are." And I'm going to jump to the last verse. "For you created me and shaped me, gave me life within my mother's womb. For the wonder of who I am, I praise you. Safe in your hands, all creation is made new." Let's listen to this beautiful rendition of Bernadette's song, "Oh God, You Search Me," and we're going to come back and chat just more about it.
Oh God, you search me and you know me. All my thoughts lie open to your gaze. When I walk or lie down, you are before me. Ever the maker and keeper of my day. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. And with love everlasting, you besiege me in every moment of past and future too. Although your spirit is upon me, still I search for shelter from your love.
That our world is right now, there is such discord. There is such brokenness. There are so many things happening in the world that, you know, we each wish we could just say, let it be taken care of right now. You know, overnight, somehow, Lord, could we have a change so that we can become a world of peace? When we look at our own country here in the United States, and we continue to see that daily battle, if you will. And I believe battle is the right word, because it's a fight where people are continuing daily on social media. We see it in the news. We see it in the headlines, where people are still demanding what they call the right to end the life of an unborn child in his or her mother's womb. Right? Something so precious as that little life of an unborn child, just literally hanging in the balance. Children having fear within their mother's wombs because they can sense that something isn't right in that mother's heart, that she could even think that it would be all right to end the life of this child. And not just simply think it's all right, but to demand the right to do so. And then we point fingers across the world. We look to the Middle East and we say, how can they continue a war that has gone on for decades, decades and decades, war and fighting and killing? And then we dare to look to Africa. We look to places throughout our world where we point fingers and we say, how can life be looked at so inhumanely, right? How can we point fingers and say, look at what they're doing, when we won't look at the mess in our own country? The way that people treat each other with a lack of respect, a lack of common courtesy in conversation. We have, you know, within the last month, President Trump has begun serving our country for the next 4 years. And it's so easy for people to sit back and point fingers at him and to make judgment calls of things that he is doing to try to make this country a more pro-life and more livable place, and calling to a real sense of accountability. And yet it's easy to point fingers at him. How many times do each of us point out the wrongdoings, the faults or failures, or what we perceive as someone's weaknesses without acknowledging our own? I go back to those words of the song that we just listened to. Oh God, you search me and you know me. And I want to come to a sense of praise. I want to come to a sense of holiness in my own life. And I pray that for everyone listening today, that each one of us can go deep in that introspective look into our own lives and find, where are we deepening a life of holiness, a life of praise with purpose? Or how can we do that better? A simple little prayer that I pray every day in the morning and then at night before I go to sleep is that I pray, Lord God, for my husband and I, for our children and their spouses, for our grandchildren, that each one of us would not only desire, but take the actions necessary to go deeper into our life of holiness, that each day we would draw closer to you into lives of holiness. And that, my friends, is going to take us to our next song. It's a song written by Tim and Julie Smith many, many years ago, and they gave me a lovely permission to add a verse to the song, Ordinary Holiness. As I sing this for you today, I invite you to think of your dinner tables, your family gatherings, whether it's a couple or a full beyond family with lots of children or family gathered together. Are we finding ordinary holiness in the sacredness of day to day? From me, your host, Julie Carrick, Ordinary Holiness.
Ordinary holiness in the sacred day to day, where we live and love and labor as we gather here to pray. Humble God of all simplicity, let every heart prepare and heed the call to holiness and hear the call to prayer. Kitchen table gospel is lived in every home, where families take the time to kneel and pray. Fathers who encourage and mothers who embrace, friends who listen carefully reveal God's loving face. Ordinary holiness in the sacred day to day, where we live and love and labor as we gather here.
I love that we can and should desire to find the ordinary moments of day filled with the extraordinary gift of holiness and grace that God is offering to us. There is such a magnificent call from God to walk alongside Him, to find the beauty of what He has designed and ordained for each and every one of us. If we could just take those moments of praise and then allow that praise to be manifested through what we will do in our actions. You know, this weekend we're going to hear from Luke's gospel in chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, where the call to action was really beginning in the lives of those first 12. And I want to read that for us today. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, He asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then He sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After He had finished speaking, He said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish that they had made seized him and all with them. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Him. Are we willing to follow Him? Are we willing to let go and allow God to take us someplace that we didn't expect? To the heights, to the top of the mountain, right? Or perhaps He's calling us into the valley to go and to go to that piece of work. But first we go to the mountaintop, we go to the heights, and we are fed, we are lifted up, and then we go and we do the work. And that is going to take us to our next piece. This beautiful song from Liz Owen, our dear friend from Michigan, and her song, "To the Heights."
down from mountain skies. And as my feet descended, my heart stayed high. Oh, forgiveness covers all my sins. And I return to the valley, knowing what my God did. To the heights, keep my feet a moving. To the heights of mercy. Of all I've been through, nothing beats the view of love, of love. To the heights, keep my feet a moving. To the heights of mercy. Of all I've been through, nothing beats the view of love, of
Thank you, Liz. Thank you so much. You know, this woman has such a magnificent way of taking simple daily life and crafting it into these songs, and not just songs, but songs that offer such a wonderful praise to God, and then ask us to look at ourselves. You know, are we afraid to go to the mountaintop? Are we afraid to give in to that call from God? Because again, and I'm going to keep repeating this today, we are called to be people of praise. Every morning when my husband and I awake, we hear that alarm go off. Although lately we've also heard the voice of this sweet little baby in our home that we've been fostering for the past month and will be continuing to do so. So sometimes it's the voice of this little baby that we hear waking us in the morning. Many times, though, that alarm goes off, and the first thing that we say, regardless of how we wake up, is Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We rejoice, we give that praise to God because He is deserving of all praise. And then we look to see how are we going to live this day fully, fully inside the plan that God has for us. Are we willing to step out of our comfort zones and allow the praise to find purpose, to allow that everything we offer up to God in the work of our hands as praise, in the prayers that we say as praise, in the songs that we sing as praise, in the way that we treat the stranger that we encounter throughout the day, how can that be a sense of praise? Or are we so caught up in our own little focuses that we forget that we are called to live boldly for God, that every moment of every day is lived for God, not for our own self purposes, but for Him who created us, so that in this life we will get to know Him and love Him and serve Him, so that we will be happy with Him in the next. If we're not taking that time of praise and then allowing that praise to become manifested, we need to start doing that. The last song, and this is the one that is going to take us to the top of the hour, is a beautiful piece written by Lori and Adam Yubowski. We know them as this duo called Out of Darkness. And what a perfect name, that we go out of the darkness and into the light. And that is what their music offers us. And so from Lori and Adam Yubowski, the perfect song today to take us to the top of the hour, Lord, I Live for You. Again, I just want to say thank you for taking this time with me each and every week on We Sing Our Faith. We have more wonderful programs planned. We're going to continue to share such beauty of our Catholic faith through the hearts and the wonderful gifts of so many of today's Catholic recording artists. And for information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org, WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. And now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Your 24-hour-a-day source of Catholic inspiration. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, along with Adam Bly, co-host of The Spirit World, every Saturday morning here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Did you know that Adam and I are also on the air every day? That's right. We're daily contributors to Morning Joy, Where Truth Matters, hosted by Keith Downey. Each weekday at 6:15 a.m., we join Keith for a segment called The Next Right Thing. And we talk about taking the next step on the road to holiness. It's a great way to start your day, and I hope you'll get up early to listen. Even if you can't listen live to Morning Joy, you can listen to our Next Right Thing segment anytime you want on YouTube. Just look for the Guadalupe Radio Network and you'll find it. That's youtube.com/GRN online.
Hey, Keith Downey here, host of Morning Joy, Where Truth Matters. We have had some really good guests this past week on Morning Joy, and you can still hear the best moments by going to YouTube. Just search Morning Joy Radio and you'll find us. I particularly recommend our Tuesday interview with Reg Platt, who shared a very powerful testimony. Don't miss the next powerful moment. Tune in every weekday starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to Morning Joy wherever you listen to podcasts.
On him.